That was a good win for us. Executed pretty well on offense. We made a lot of plays. They played some one-high coverages. We hit some stuff. They botched the coverage, hit Jordy on a big one, extended a couple plays for touchdowns. So it was a good win for us. You know, we did a lot of good things on offense. Scored on all of our possessions there in the first half, minus the turnover. We got into a rhythm early. Mike did a good job mixing things up. Yeah, the key for a night like tonight is the offensive line. Barely getting touched all night. You know, I was able to move around and extend plays, but also throw the ball on time without really taking any shots. So when you have a night like tonight, protection-wise, you should have a good night throwing the football.
Aaron, on the first touchdown to Jordy, did you make some sort of an adjustment right to his side and take us through that play?
Yeah, they were. We kind of brought, I think it was Q, brought Q over in motion. We had a zone beater on, changed it to a man beater. And as they do from time to time, they tried to change the coverage up, but not everybody was on the same page. So you had Tim was playing two, and the safety was playing single high. So I dropped back, was looking at the safety, thinking that it was, I saw the check, but I was thinking it was, you know, based on the safety, it was still playing one high. Jordy obviously just ran down the field, and I put the ball in his vicinity, and he did a good job of making a guy miss in the end zone.
Aaron, you've enjoyed such dominance over the Bears. Did you notice that they tried anything different offensively to try to mix things up a little?
There wasn't a ton. You know, they tried to take Jordy away at times when he was in the slot with some doubles when they hit Randall there for the last touchdown in the first half. They were trying to double in and out Jordy. But, I think they wanted to stop the run with the eighth element in the box or the seventh, depending on the personnel group, and then, take away Jordy. But we did a good job moving them around. The protection was great, and we took some shots and converted them.
Is it difficult to come out of the game when you're so hot?
Not really. I think there's a time and a place for coming out of the game, and that was it. You know, we were up 45-0 there, and it was time to watch.
Mike said he wasn't aware that the single game record was 7. Were you aware of that?
Single game record of what?
Touchdowns.
Yeah, Harry Styles actually sent a tweet out a while back at my way. So after Peyton did it, so I was aware. That's a joke. Yes, I was. Say again?
You wanted number 7 there when you got the ball.
Well, we're just trying to score.
And you personally, these two games against Chicago this year, is that about as well as you can play the position?
Well, we hit some good ones tonight. Missed a couple. But, we went 6 quarters without punting. That's pretty exceptional. It doesn't happen a whole lot. So we're proud of that. And we came out in the second half and didn't complete a pass and punted a couple times. So, our defense played so well tonight. They stopped the run. They created turnovers. And then we cashed in on our opportunities. So that's the way you want to play moving in the second half of the season. A cold weather game. You know, we're going to have 6 of 7 down the stretch now in cold weather. We got to be able to play like this every time.
Aaron, Randall Cobb had come in the locker room and he said, yeah, Aaron played great, but it's just normal. So what do you have to do have you just created such a standard at this point that even 16 and a half, you receive it, just think, yeah, it's just what he does?
Well, I can promise you this is not easy. It's not easy to do this every week. We put a lot of time in, we all do. We prepare to be successful. There's a high expectation on our players. Based on the number of checks that we do and the game plan every week, to have creative input, but to also make the game plan work. So it's tough to go out and execute like that, but that's what happens when everybody kind of works together and believes in each other. You know, you got to give Josh and TJ a lot of credit. Those guys didn't practice all week, but they were ready to play. And JC and Lane and Garth all had a lot of time in practice. They were ready to play, but it's nice having those guys in there. They played solid. I didn't feel like there was any issues up the front there. So, we'd love these type of performances, but it's not easy.
Aaron, when did you know that Josh and TJ were going to be able to go, and what did that mean to have those guys?
Well, that means a lot. You know, they put their bodies on the line every week for us and don't get a lot of credit. But the line played excellent tonight. I think I had a feeling that Josh was going to go maybe Friday, but TJ wasn't sure and didn't seem like he was going to go. But yesterday they felt a little bit better, I think. And in their mind, it was a no-brainer. So got to give those guys a lot of credit. You know, really pushing through some difficult injuries. We all have stuff that we deal with from time to time, but those big guys don't get enough credit, and they deserve a lot tonight.
Do you sense, Aaron, the team is peaking a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, we're coming off a rough primetime loss at New Orleans. You know, it was a 4-5 football team now. We had a good performance at home. We're 4-0 at home now. We're 2-3 on the road. So we got three more tests on the road and four more at home. We got to finish this thing the right way. We got to stay healthy, and we got to be playing defensive football like we played tonight. And offensively, we got to score points like we did.
There's a lot of talent on the Bears side with great expectations this year. Are you surprised that they haven't been more successful?
A lot of talent. They have a lot of big names, a lot of guys who can play. They've had some injuries, so you know they've dealt with some pretty difficult injuries to a lot of their skilled guys. Obviously, Peanut being out hurts because he's a Pro Bowl caliber player. But it takes teams. Teams win football games. You know, talented players helps, but it's got to be like tonight, our offense. You know, it's all 11 guys playing together, and that's what made us successful tonight.
How eager were you guys to get back on the field after the loss of the Saints and you had to sit on it for a week with the bye?
Well, I mean, the bye was great because everybody was able to kind of refresh and refocus, and the ones that were able to get out of town, you know, left, and I did, and it was a good week. You know, I think you need those breaks from time to time. It was a good time for us, you know, coming off a tough game. We had some injuries, myself included, but it came at a good time. We had a great week of practice. I think our best week on both sides of the ball, and I'm not surprised by the good performance we had. Yeah, it was great. You know, Q's been making the most of his opportunities. Probably could have thrown it to him down there in our last position I was in as well. He ran a good fade route. But it was nice to get Bostic out there. You know, he's been coming along, had a rough injury after a real good preseason. But that was a good play that Mike dialed up there on fourth down. We had really Richard and Brandon were both open, but Brandon did a good job holding on that football, and we'll look for more ways to get him involved.
How much of a boost does it give your offense to come out and score right away on that first drive? I mean, you've been on both ends where you guys have been trouble scoring that first drive.
Yeah, we're kind of on a roll right now with our first possessions, which is important. We went through stretches in years past where we'd score a lot on our first possession in the second half. And not on our first possession of the game, but we're on a roll right now with starting the games fast, and that helps our defense out, and then they get us the ball back on a short field, and we put it in again. And anytime you can go up two scores on a team, it can really change the kind of things they want to do on offense. And with our defense been struggling a little bit against the run, you know, you get up two, three, four scores, the run game becomes an afterthought, and really helps those guys kind of tee off and get after the passer.
How big is can win like this set you guys up for at least your next two home games? You got the Eagles next week, and then 2 weeks you got the Patriots coming in here.
Yeah, well, we're taking it 1 week at a time, obviously. But we got a good football team coming in this next week. They're playing tomorrow, so they're going to be on a short week. But a talented football team without their starter. You know, Nick had the injury that I suffered. It sounds like so. Mark is going to be called on to do a lot more. They got a great defense. They got a lot of playmakers. They got a very well coached football team. So it's going to be a tough test. Hopefully, it'll be nice and cold for us to maybe level things out a little bit.
Thanks, Aaron.